Now let's lead off with the state's latest batch of education data, showing fewer underperforming schools in Unit 5 and District 87, even as many are asked to serve more high-need students from low-income families. The new school report card data was released yesterday. Evans Junior High School was the only Unit 5 school to receive underperforming designation for its English learner students. Kingsley Junior High, Parkside Junior High, and Colleen Hoos all saw last year's underperforming designations improve to commendable for this year. In District 87, Sheridan Elementary School's designation fell to lowest performing school, down from underperforming last year. And Stevenson Elementary and Bloomington Junior High were both designated as underperforming as well. Irving Elementary School's designation, meanwhile, improved to commendable. Here's second-year principal Messina Lambert.
It's really about relationships. It's about how does the school fit in with the community? How do they support kids and families? That's what's really more important than how they're ranked in the state.
The new school report cards also bring into focus the wide family income gaps between elementary schools and Bloomington Normal. The contrast is most pronounced in Unit 5. Low-income students are concentrated in schools like Cedar Ridge and Oakdale Elementary Schools. At Benjamin, North Point, and Towanda Elementary Schools, just 7% of students are low-income. Cedar Ridge Elementary held its commendable designation despite having among the most low-income students of any school in the Twin Cities. Principal Kara Jensen says it's all about building trust in what they're doing.
We're very proud of how we serve our students and what we do for them. And some days are very challenging, but we also rise to the occasion every day. So those things are really important to us to make sure that we are moving students forward, no matter our population. But what we do is in the best interest of kids.
The Cedar Ridge Promise Council is a big part of that. Jensen also praised Unit 5 and the Teachers Union for providing her staff with additional training on the growing social-emotional aspects of their job, specifically how to work with students who have trauma in their backgrounds.
The staff has had professional development around how, again, to build relationships, how to understand the students that are coming in our doors and where they are coming from. So that's a huge piece of what we have done.
You can find a link to the full school report card data and an interactive graphic showing schools with the most and fewest low-income students here at our website, wglt.org.